You bet. So Japanese beetles are actively feeding on the trees in my yard, and they are the devil to try and get rid of. They like your landscaping plants or your more supple plants, if you will, easy to chew on. But Japanese beetles are very prone to congregating with themselves. So if you kind of see some Japanese beetles in an area, there's sure to be a lot more. They really go off of pheromones of each other, and kind of congregate that way. I've seen a few Japanese beetles here and there in some soybean fields. They like to skeletonize the leaves or really chew on the leaves, but nothing worth spraying quite yet. They haven't reached threshold to spray for them. And what I've seen, the Japanese beetles seem to be more prevalent kind of in the Missouri Valley River bottom. I don't know what it is about that soil, but I've always seen them worse down there. And I don't know if it's an old wives' tale or what I've just learned over the years, but something about being around cottonwood trees, there's always seems to be some, you find the larvae in the soil there and just some pressure around those areas. But Japanese beetles, you definitely want to keep an eye on them for clipping silks as well. They're notorious for causing damage to silks as well. Western Iowa is very prone to or very big hot spot for Western Iowa is a hot spot for soybean gall midge. Pretty much all counties east of the Missouri River and kind of west of I-35 in general have soybean gall midge reported in one county or another. It is here and it's prevalent. I got my master's project or my thesis project is on soybean gall midge. So I don't want to call myself a master soybean gall midge, but I'm pretty knowledgeable in it. And so if anybody has any questions, they could sure reach out to me and I'd love to help them scout it or learn a little bit more about it. But I have seen soybean gall midges feeding on soybean plants currently, or the larvae anyway, are feeding on actively growing soybeans at this time. You only go a few rows in on a soybean field that is bordering a soybean field from last year, and you'll easily find those orange red larvae under the soybean stem. Usually that's the telltale signs and symptomology of on a soybean plant is kind of a dead, wilting soybean plant that might be confused for disease. You'll peel back those stems kind of at the soil line, and you'll find those larvae there. So that's another insect that's on my radar here in Western Iowa anyway.